Al-Bayan Radio presents A Journey to the Hereafter, presented by Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil'alameen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear brothers and sisters. In this episode, inshallah, we'll be starting the signs of the Day of Judgment. And as we previously mentioned, we'll be mentioning them as they are and what they are, and not the proof for that, but all of their proofs, inshallah, are from authentic and or acceptable sources. The first minor sign of the Day of Judgment, which the author started off with, barakallahu fi, is the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is because he is the last prophet to the entire of mankind. So if he is the last prophet, then obviously him being sent is going to be a sign of the Day of Judgment, which is to come. Also, the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is another minor sign of the Day of Judgment. Another sign of the Day of Judgment is the opening of Baytul Maqdis. And Baytul Maqdis is Jerusalem as we know it today, that part of Palestine in which Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu opened. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of it happening, and it happened not long after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of Umar al-Khattab, Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of Sahabati ajma'in. Also, a major plague, and this also happened in the time of Umar al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, in which 25,000 people passed away. 25,000 people passed away. From amongst them was the Amin of this Ummah, the trustworthy one and the trustee of this Ummah, which was Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah, may Allah, from the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal be pleased with him and have mercy on the ones who passed away in that plague. Another sign of the Day of Judgment is, or the minor signs of the Day of Judgment, is the widespread fitan that will happen. The widespread problems and trials and tribulation that will happen. You remember at the end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslim state became calm to a big extent. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Islamic state came under some rebellion from within, but alhamdulillah it was put to rest in the time of Abu Bakr. And in the time of Umar, there was a lot of prosperity, the Islamic state growing, a lot of things becoming in great order. And then after the death of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and in the Khilafah of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and then Ali radiallahu anhum ajma'in, you started to see a lot of the fitna starting to arise, and this caused much concern within the Muslims. And in general, and also in the hadith which mentions this, we're told to don't be hasty and to watch what we do and what we say and who we look to harm in these times of fitna, because we don't know the people that we're harming, are they right? Because of all the calamities and tribulations which are happening, then this, we're told to stay back and to seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from these calamities, especially the calamities of killing and fighting other Muslims. And this is very relevant for our time today, because one of the worst sins a person can commit is to kill someone incorrectly. Another sign of the minor signs of the Day of Judgment is the amana, the trustworthiness of people and the honesty of people, for that to go. And if you look at the time of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll find that it became a time where people were extremely trustworthy, whether they were Muslims looking after other Muslims' things, or even Muslims looking after non-Muslim things. The trustworthiness in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached its peak, but then it will start to go and start to fade, and this will be a sign of the Day of Judgment. And unfortunately, all of these were seen before, and we still see it to now. Majorly common minor sign of the Day of Judgment is the widespreading of zina. And whether billahi, any fornication, we see this extremely rampant today, where fornication is not only promoted, but also sold, whether billahi, actually sold and encouraged and promoted to young children. And almost every society is afflicted by zina, whether billahi. And on top of that, people making it halal. People making it halal, and this is from the biggest of the minor signs of the Day of Judgment. Another one which goes hand in hand with that is the increase and the widespreading of singing and music. We know that music and singing vain words or to music is haram with all its musical instruments except for the duf. And even some ulama specified the women only singing the duf, either the young girls or the women with the women. But for other musical instruments, the guitar or the drums or the piano or the violin or the flute or any other musical instrument other than the duf, this is not allowed. And the widespreading of the female singers, then this is something which is haram. And it being widespread, you look at it today, subhanAllah, again, every society is afflicted by it. Muslims, non-Muslims, Arabs, non-Arabs, from all countries and all the poor countries and the rich countries. And this is extremely dangerous, especially when it's made halal. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, لَيَكُونَنَّ مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَقْوَامٌ يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْحِرَى وَالْحَرِيرَى وَالْخَمْرَ وَالْمَعَازِفِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there will come a time where people from our nation will make halal. So it's haram, but they'll make it halal. Al-hir, which is zina. Al-harir, which is a souk for men. Al-khamr, alcohol. And al-ma'azif. And al-ma'azif, as we said, are the musical instruments. So not only do people know it's haram, but if people try and make it halal wal'adhu billah, and this is widespread, so we should take much care and move away from it. Because also the Prophet ﷺ said that when these things become, the singing women become widespread, then this is when the khasf and the qadf and the masq happen. When the landslides and the Allah ﷻ changing the people from human beings to animals, and for Allah Azza wa Jal to send upon us calamities, this is when this becomes widespread, when the singing women, the women, the female singers, are widespread. And unfortunately, as we said, we see that today. These are only 8 minor signs of the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, we'll continue in future episodes some of the other signs of the Day of Judgment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.